Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt bunts towards third. Allen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Allen. Reichardt moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball towards right. Callison catches it. Reichardt tags up. Here's the throw to Michael, who relays to Allen, who tags Reichardt for the double play. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to third. Blomberg moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Blomberg tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson strikes out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael takes first base on ball four. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Blomberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Yankees. Dave Lemons now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blomberg strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May is hit by the pitch. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball towards left. White settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on White. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Melton moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer moves to third. White moves to second. Phil Regan now pitching. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Ron Blomberg. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Regan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mercer tags and scores. White tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Yankees. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-2 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing first base. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Regan moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alou juggles the ball. That's an error on Alou. Regan moves to third. Williams moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards first. Alou settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Michael hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brinkman for a passed ball. Michael moves to second. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Peterson bunts towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peterson for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michael moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Lanier now playing third base. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Luis Alvarado pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-3 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michael hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Munson moves to second. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peterson bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Munson moves to third. Michael moves to second. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Yankees. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mercer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Reichardt scores. Melton moves to third. It's 8-1, Yankees. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.